Jesus said that every believer has access to his anointing, and they would do even greater works through the power of his Holy Spirit. Today, Kenneth teaches about the anointing of God within you and what that means in your life. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go to the book of Acts. Let's look at the 19th chapter, please. Verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, remember what Jesus said in the 14th chapter of John. Yes, sir. Hold your place there and let's turn back over there to John 14. 10th verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. He does the works. Now, how did the Holy Spirit, the Father, that dwelt within him, how did he do the works? The anointing. Huh? The anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said. Oh, I can just almost hear your mind just going. Praise the Lord. Yeah. See? Jesus, a Holy Spirit baptized man. Of course, he's God. But he did not minister any time in his earthly ministry. The scripture said he emptied himself of his divine privileges. He never did anything as God. He ministered as a man anointed of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Quote it with me. For he has anointed me. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. To anoint means to pour over, to rub, or to smear. It's just a word. But when it is the anointing of God, it's no longer just a word. It is a very holy, powerful word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh. All right, now, he said it is the Father. Now, could we not say this? It is the anointing that is upon me. See, he said, my words are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. Amen. See, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the open door to the supernatural. Now, hey, people that are born again, don't you come up to and saying they don't have the Holy Spirit. Yes, they do. Yes. Amen. Amen. That's a wrong thing. But when Jesus said, there's so many things coming up. Maybe I save some of them for tonight. I don't know. But now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, for else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask or demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask or demand anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they can't see him, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and he will be in you. Now, when is he talking about he will be in you? He will be in you when you get born again. And on the day of Pentecost, he's coming on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Direct me here, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Well,
yeah, okay.
8th chapter of John. All right. Let's look at the 28th verse. Then said Jesus unto them, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. Do you see that? I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. He said the Son can do nothing of himself, but as I hear, I judge or I speak. Let's sum it up like this. I only say what I hear my Father say. He said, I came to do the will of my Father. Not my own will, but his. I only do what I see my Father do. Hallelujah. Now that, and you remember the scripture says, Jesus spoke the words of God. Therefore, God gave him his Spirit without measure. Now, most people have, particularly when you're burdened down with a lot of sin consciousness, you read into that, well, you see, he never sinned, and that's the reason he had the Spirit without measure. That's not what that said. It said because he only spoke the word of God. My words are not my own. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the work. He only spoke the words of God. So God gave him his Spirit without measure. Eleventh chapter of the book of Mark. He went into the temple, spent all day there, and never said a word, and never did a thing. Went back to Bethany, stayed all night, went into the temple on the next day, and the first thing he did was clean house. But that's not why he was there. That was not his mission. The place just needed to be cleaned up. What was his mission? And he taught. He taught. Amen. All day. Stayed in the temple and taught all day. He's a preacher and a teacher. He did more teaching than anything else. Amen. Isn't this wonderful? Are you as hungry as I am? You know, I got over being hungry a long time ago. I'm hungry now. I just got the hungries for the word. Hallelujah. So, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Brother Copeland, well, and I understand that teaching is the works of God. I understand that laying hands on the sick is the works of God. I understand that. and so forth and so on. But don't belittle that. Don't put that down. When you think about the works of Jesus, you think about miracles. That's good. That's what you're supposed to be thinking about. And you, of course, you think about his teaching, his preaching. But the miracles God, and then he comes around and says, "And greater things than these shall you do." Oh, Brother Colin, he proved it out in his own teaching. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain." Now, and you remember in the book of Matthew, he said, "You'll not only do that which was done to this fig tree, but if you shall say unto this mountain." Which is bigger, a mountain or a fig tree? He told us to cast the mountain into the sea. And the fig tree. See, he's indicating the same thing right there. Now, how do we do that then? How can we possibly do that? Well, hey, you're going to have to do it the same way he did it. Because of the Father that dwells within you, the Father that has come upon you for service is exactly the same. But how could it ever be greater works? Ephesians chapter 3, if you please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're enjoying this as much as I'm enjoying teaching it to you, you're having a good time, I can tell you that. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom of the Father the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Did you see that? The name of Jesus has been given unto men. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You have as much right and authority to use that name as Jesus did when he was on earth. Amen. It belongs to you. You've been named after him. "That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might." Dunamis. The same word translated, "And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis." Power. "By his Spirit in the inner man. That the anointed one and his anointing may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love." Now stop right there. If you're not rooted and grounded in love, just forget it. If you're going to hang out to get to be in unforgiveness, well, then you're already in the devil's trap. Now, your biggest interest right now should be in 1 John chapter 1. "He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we confess them and cleanse us of all unrighteousness," and then come back over here. Amen. Thank you, Lord. "Rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend," or have working knowledge, "with all the saints, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know," gnosko, "to have intimate relationship with the love of Christ," the love of Jesus and his anointing. The anointing of God is the Spirit of the living God who is love. And that love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Whoa, I'm telling you, I'm getting a run on me here. I'm going to be able to stand in one spot long enough to do this. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God, who is love. Now here it is. Here's the works and the greater works. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. We're going to see some miracles that Jesus didn't do. He was limited. He was limited by the covenant under which he preached and ministered. We are not. We're under a better covenant with better promises. Glory to God. And we can unite. We can unite and come together. Hallelujah. Brother Copeland, you mean there's... Now, let me back up a little bit but before you get your gun out. Hallelujah. I cannot answer the question of what all he's talking about, greater works than these shall you do. But I'll tell you right now, we don't have any business diluting that just because we can't see how that is happening. Because we're the end time generation. We're walking in things and walking in a place where no other generation has ever been before. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. Praise God. Now then, we'll go to the 20th chapter of John, 19th verse. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had thus said, he showed him his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had laid his hand, when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. This is not the day of Pentecost. Well, do you think they did or you think they didn't? I mean, he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Yes. Now, let me ask you this. What are the faith requirements to be born again? Romans chapter 10. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and confess him with your mouth as Lord. Now, they'd already confessed him as Lord with their mouth. And now they believe for sure he's raised from the dead. When he said that is when they received the new birth. Now, for a long time, I thought the church began on the day of Pentecost, but it didn't. All of those folks were born again before they ever got to that place. What about the two on the road to Emmaus? They didn't recognize it. So what did he do? He taught them of himself from the law and the prophets. Now what did they say? Didn't our heart burn within us? What do you think that burning was? Now they went from a scared, frightened little group hiding out almost in a closet until people that are full of joy. Hallelujah. That happened before Pentecost. They got born again. 120 plus another 500 to whom he appeared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, the reason I believe primarily that the Lord is opening our eyes to all this is to get correct concept of who we are, what we are, and what we're all about. Amen. Amen. Now, the first thing that's going to happen here are the works that he did. And the one that just staring me in the face, it has now for several years. I confess it. He healed and made whole the maimed. The maimed. This broke out at Azusa Street in 1906. Yeah. Right there in that little that little old house in Los Angeles, 1906. There were people that whole arms grew. That's the maimed. That's the maimed. Oh, I'm looking for this. Glory to God. And an outstanding miracles where the maimed are concerned. One of my very good friends, Gary Wood. Gary was killed in a car wreck when he was 18 years old. Went to heaven, spent some time there, and Brother Woods just went home to be with the Lord here last week. I mean, it's just a few days ago. And glory to God. Amen. Well, in this wreck, Gary's, of course, a preacher and a singer, and his voice box was crushed in that wreck. He went to heaven, died, went to heaven, spent some time there, and I won't go into all of that. But the Lord sent him back. He said, "You've got a job to do," and he came back and finished his course. He never did have any vocal cords. Sing. Preach. Never did have any vocal cords. I remember a young man back when I was young fella. I remember this man lost his eye to a... if I remember correctly, to a disease. But anyway, they had removed his eye. And he wore a prosthetic. But he could see. They'd tape up the good one. All that's left is this hole. And he'd read things. Wow. And the one that impressed me so much was... he had, and people would hand him their driver's license or some kind of license and so forth. And he picked up this nurse's credentials card and read the name on it. And the woman just screamed. She said, "That's my maiden name. I never changed my name on my card when I got married." She's just going ballistic. So what's happening here? Greater works than these. See? And now hey, folks, we are in for a ride like you have never seen.
Have you ever noticed how just spending time in God's Word begins to expand your heart, begins to enlarge the way you think about what He wants to do in your life? Really, what's happening is He is enlarging your capacity to receive from Him. And that's why this week our free offer contains a truth that's going to help you in receiving everything that God's done for you. It's a book called The Force of Righteousness. Now, when you realize that God has already declared you righteous, you come before Him in a different way. You approach Him without any of that old guilt, without any sense of shame. It frees you up. It liberates you to freely receive everything that He's already done for you. Now, we'd like to send you a free copy of this book. All you need to do is call us or visit our website to request your copy. In fact, we have so many resources available on our website that all help you do this one thing: experience the life that Jesus came to give you and receive from Him so that it can come to you and go through you and be a blessing to the people around you. You know, the Lord wants you to be walking in His kind of peace, in His kind of joy. He wants you to prosper in your relationships. He wants you to prosper in your health. Now, why would He not want you to prosper in the area of your finances? See, it's such a silly thing to think that God, for some reason, stops being willing for you to prosper the moment you start talking about your finances. Don't think that way about this anymore. Listen, let Him prosper you in every area of your life. And most of all, He wants you so prosperous, so full and overflowing with His love for you that you have plenty to share with other people. Now, many of you watching this broadcast, you have at one time or another sown financially into this ministry. You've not only come in your prayer support with us, you've not only added your faith to Kenneth and Gloria with what they're doing on assignment from the Lord, but you've gotten involved financially. And you need to understand that when you're doing that, you are helping provide these free materials that are encouraging people all over the world, strengthening them. That's what you're a part of. That's what you're investing into, is a global outreach and an ever-increasing vision to see people everywhere hear the good news of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. So today I want to thank you. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for the seed that you've sown. Thank you for being willing to hear from the Holy Spirit and do what He tells you to do. Thank you. We bless you today in the name of Jesus. We speak the blessing over you, over your family, over your finances, over everything you set your hand to do. And in Jesus' name, we declare increase over you, more and more, you and your children. Thanks for watching the broadcast today. We're looking forward to seeing you again soon. Until then, remember this: Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special. Request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.